This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Stay free talk live. 855 450 free. Lock freedom. This is free talk live.
I tell you what, boy.
Now, I'm finna come over there and take some phone calls of your thoughts. Live on air.
That's what we do.
That's like somewhere between, like, you know, Colonel Sanders and like Foghorn Leghorn or something. I'm not sure. If you're wondering what the heck you're listening to, it's Free Talk Live.
Yeah, we were just talking about accents.
We were talking about accents off the air while you were listening to our sponsors, and the Southern accent came to mind, and I thought, well, I'll just treat our listeners to a little bit of Southern hospitality.
And you can do it, because you did live in the South.
I did.
As did I.
I lived in southern Alabama, also known as the Florida Panhandle.
Some would argue I didn't live in the real South, though, because I lived on the west coast of Florida. And unless you kind of go east of the interstate, so there's like the west coast.
Did they have Waffle House?
Yes.
Did they have grits?
Yeah.
You lived in the South.
Well, but the argument is unless you live away from the coast enough, like you got to live in Florida. They don't consider, like, the coast area to be the South, because that's where all the New Yorkers and the Wisconsinites move down to...
Wisconsinians.
Whatever.
Yeah. Sconnies.
That's where they move, right? Because they move there to retire, and then they have kids and...
Sconnies, don't you know, Dare Hay. Yeah.
So you have to live in the center of the state, in real Florida, right? Because Florida's a swamp, right? It was all underwater before, and it's a swamp. So the West Coast and the East Coast, it's built up. You know, they've made it look less like a swamp. They took down the palm fronds, they got rid of the gators. You know, it's not as much of a swamp there, and it's not as real South. So some would argue I'm not actually from the South.
I don't see how they can argue that when Florida is further south than
it is,
all the other southern states put together.
It's more of a cultural, you know, argument.
Anyway, in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Ian.
And I want to take a minute and thank some amplifiers. First, I want to thank Riley Blake, who is not only a gold amplifier, thank you for being generous, but he also produces the digest version of this show for us. So if you're, you know, in a hurry and you can't take all 3 hours, you know, maybe you're working or whatever, and you still want to catch up on, you know, the shows that you missed at Free Talk Live, you can find the digest version. It's generally on our SoundCloud page or your favorite podcatcher. And so not only does he do that for us, but he also amplifies. He's a gold amplifier, and Amplifier is our program that helps us get on more radio stations. Currently we're on something like 200 radio stations, and we could be on 250. We could be on 300. Yes. It all depends on folks like you joining the AMP program, and you can find out more about that at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, thank you, Riley.
Riley is a kick-ass dude for doing so. And then I also want to thank Derek, who is a platinum amplifier as well.
Wow, thanks, Derek.
And it's guys like you who help us get on more radio stations to spread the message of freedom, to spread the message of liberty, and to...
I wish we weren't the only ones doing it, but...
Currently the only game in town as far as syndicated radio is
concerned.
There's
a few good local hosts around the country that are pretty libertarian guys, but as far as syndicated shows, I think we're the only ones.
So anyway, thanks, guys. Let's go right back into your calls and your thoughts. We have Dan calling from Paso, I'm going to butcher this, Paso Robles?
Paso Robles, California.
Hey, Dan, what's going on? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thank you. So, the last two phone calls, not the candidates for running for president, but the phone call from the gentleman from Texas and the cop lover, just kind of broke my heart because they're so statist. Mm. And I couldn't believe the level of statism that's going on. He's talking about putting up the top guy first. As a black person, we've tried to tell you in songs by NWA. We try to tell you in movies. We try to tell you in the news. We've had athletes take a knee. And some people still don't get that the police aren't nice to everyone.
Yeah, they're here to protect and serve, just not you. They're protecting and serving the system and the politicians and all of that.
If the guy from Texas has a black friend, I want him to go to that black friend. I find any black person that's walking down the street, ask them, tell me your bad cop story.
Mm-hmm.
And the black person is going to reply, which
one?
Yeah. Okay.
Amen.
The one from last week,
yeah.
Or...
Yeah. Yeah. And then, now... Ian, I want to thank you for that Trump supporter. I do this all day long. I have a Trump supporter who's a good friend of mine. And I ask him simple things, like, what is making America great? How? The other questions, such as, if taxes are tariffs, then how is Trump tariffs good? I thought Mexico was paying for the wall. I mean, there's a bunch of things that you just ask a Trump supporter, and I'm a Republican. You know, I'm the only black Republican besides me and Ben Carson. Where that's it. But
there's only two of you?
There's only two of us, and we kind of look alike. But me and Ben, I'll ask them simple questions, like, okay, are you for small government or limited or big government? Well, they say I'm just for the right size government. Mm-hmm. But no, Republicans used to be for small government.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I became a Republican. I wanted to.
Well, they gave that crap up.
Yeah, they used to be, but yeah. I mean, I see no evidence of that. Even in the Republican states, their governments continue to grow and grow, and their debts, even for a state debt, continue to rise, just like all states. Nobody can balance a checkbook, even in the states that claim to be Republicans. So, yeah, something's off there.
No, and that's the only reason I like a Democratic president and a Republican Congress and Senate, because that's when they care. That's the only time they care about deficit spending is when the other guy is in charge. Okay, I'm fine with that. I'll vote Democrat and president and Republican. I mean, I get it. They both suck, and I agree. They suck.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as they're fighting each other, they're doing less, and I
right.
get it seems to be better when they're fighting each other. When Clinton was in charge
yeah.
and he had an all-Republican Senate, that's when we had less government because they didn't want to
yeah.
give them anything.
Yeah, they should do an impeachment on every president. That was nice. Nice distraction. They couldn't do anything else.
Yeah, that was. Well, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate your time, and I wanted to thank you for that phone call. That was awesome.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate hearing from
thank you.
Thank
you, Dan.
For the real experience with cops.
I keep hearing this from, Republicans, really. Well, Republicans are for smaller government. Are they? Are they for it? Because they certainly don't achieve it.
I think that at least here in New Hampshire, having been involved with some of the Republicans in recent months, I can say that the rank and file probably still are. Like if you were to talk to the individual Republicans, not the office holding Republicans, not the real politicians, but just the individuals, I think you'd find a lot of sentiment that government is too big. But at the same time, I bet if you pushed them with the right questions, you'd be able to back them into a corner where they would say something like, "Oh, well, we can't get rid of Social Security," you know? "Oh, well, we got to have a military." So they're not really small government. They're not really principled. They just like the idea of it. But whenever they get in charge, they want to have the government made bigger in their favorite areas. Oh, we got to have a border wall.
That's what I find is, they say that as a means to become elected.
Yeah.
And then, once they get in, they're like, I'm just going to make things my way now. And yeah.
It's still in there. They've got like this, I don't know what it is, like a 3-point kind of platform or whatever. They got their party platform, which is much more than 3 points, but there's sort of like this 3-point basic things that Republicans stand for, at least here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire. And it still does have like small government-y kind of language on there. So, they pander to that. But that's how the Republicans have always gotten in power, is by pandering to people that want to see less government. And then they don't do anything about as far as getting less government. And if you don't believe me on that, Republicans, just remember that during George Bush, they had control of the federal government. And they didn't do jack squat to reduce the size of government. It got bigger.
No matter who's been president since I've been alive. The government continues to grow like the giant tick on the face of society that it actually is.
Yeah.
Tell us your thoughts about society and the government. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Don't touch that dial. The radio team have dials anymore.
Yeah, kids are like, what?
Really showing
my
age here, yeah. This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to it, the live Saturday night version. Believe it or not.
I remember dials. I'm old enough.
Rotary phones? Anyone?
I remember those. Yes, yeah.
Those were interesting. Yes, kids, there's a reason why they call it dialing a phone number, because you used to have to put your finger in a little hole and then move a wheel, like, you know, a quarter of the way around. And it would click on it back in your ear. Yes, I am old. It's true. This is Old Talk Live.
Back when they would actually rent phones to you.
That's right. The phone company.
Yeah.
Used to charge you like $8 or whatever.
I remember hearing that there were actually, you know, some elderly folks within the last decade who were still paying rental fees for phones. You know, they've been on the same plan.
Yeah,
for
they've had their
decades.
Landline in their house for, you know, 30, 40,
paying
50
five,
years.
Six, seven, eight, whatever it was, $10 a month or whatever it was for this phone that's been there however many decades.
Even though
they could go down to Walmart and get one for $10.
Right.
Yeah.
We are talking live right now. FreeTalkLive.com, 855-450-FREE. We'll get back to your calls and your thoughts. But first, I wanted to tell you about LibertyCon. Here's a Liberty update from LibertyCon. Don't miss these two very special debates. First, is government necessary? This debate will feature David Friedman, Milton's son, and Timothy Sandifer. David will be arguing that government is not necessary, while Timothy
Correct.
Will be arguing that government is necessary.
Boo.
Correct. Second, does capitalism require government intervention? In this debate, Gene Epstein, the economics editor for Barron's, will debate Stephen Pearlstein of the Washington Post. Epstein will argue against intervention, and Pearlstein will argue in favor of it. Also, John Mackey, the Whole Foods CEO, will speak on conscious capitalism. Be a part of LibertyCon. LibertyCon is a unique Liberty Convention, April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C., for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-Liberty organizations for career advancement, business, or internship opportunities. Visit LibertyCon.com for more details on our incredible list of speakers, events, and student discounts. That's LibertyCon.com. You can use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, for a $10 discount. I teased earlier in the first hour of tonight's program that I discovered the cure for road rage. Perhaps you live in a big city, or you've been in a big city, you've tried to drive around in your car in the big city. I suffered from road rage all the time because, well, let's face it, people are morons. And there's no better way to illustrate how many people drive like morons than to put a whole bunch of them into a really small area at the same time. I'm talking, yes, about rush hour. And, you know, everything from not using your signal to false braking to tailgating, to flipping you off for no apparent reason, or you flipping them off for no apparent reason. You know, these are the things that create road rage, and so I did suffer from it. And I have found the cure.
Really? Okay, let's hear it.
All right, this is the big reveal. I moved out of the big city. Here's the cure. Don't participate in rush hour.
Well, you mean you moved and you don't have to drive in to go to work there anymore.
Correct.
Because otherwise you should go out of the big city and drive into the big city.
I no longer have a commute as far as, like, you know, in the morning and then at the evening going to and from the office. I've eliminated that and also not in the big city. So if you would like to maybe perhaps find some peace in your life, you may also consider moving. And if you're going to consider moving, perhaps you should consider moving to New Hampshire, where there is more freedom statistically than, well, most of the other states, really, right? Doesn't it fluctuate between number one and number two for the most civil liberties?
Yeah, that's right.
So you too can do that. So anyway, just anybody who might have been hanging on waiting for the cure is to just get out of the city. And your road rage magically disappears. So there you go. You can be a happier person.
Or just stop driving. That could help, right?
It could.
Like, if you really, because there are just some people who are city people, you know, they just love living in the city. I don't get it personally. I mean, cities are fine to visit once in a while. That's kind of fine. It's okay. I can see why people like to do that. I can see there's a lot of things to do in the city, so I get that. But, man, I wouldn't want to live in a city. God.
Like we were talking about earlier, it's, I lived approximately 7 miles away from where I worked, but it would take somewhere around a half hour to 45 minutes to get to and from,
yeah.
even though I was a whopping 7 miles away. You know how long it takes me to get 7 miles here in New Hampshire? About 7 minutes.
No, no way.
If I'm doing 60.
Yeah, but you mostly can't do 60 anywhere around here.
Not easily.
I mean, you could, but usually the speed limits are like 55 at most.
If any of New Hampshire's finest are listening, yes, I always obey all of the speed limits.
A lot of times, 7 miles will take you 15 minutes. Usually, it'll double the amount of minutes per mile.
All right. So the
roads are windy here. Very little is straight. You know, unless you're right in the middle of a city, if you got to go from one town to another, you're going on windy mountain roads.
I got to say, man, coming from Seattle, Washington, moving here, like, traffic is nothing.
Compared to.
Even during rush hour here.
Right.
Even when it's busy here.
You get stuck at one light.
It's like, oh, gosh, there's two cars in front of me at the light. Yeah, I'm not worried about it. It's been a treat. It's been a real treat.
Not good.
I can't tell you enough. Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We've got John calling from Grand Forks, North Dakota. He's listening on 1310 KNOX. John, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you. I mean, I could spend an hour just on the topics you've talked about on hold. My first interest in politics was 1960. What drives me nuts is, you know, I guarantee you after this November election, somebody's going to start speculating who's going to run against who. And so we got to put up with this for, you know, usually about 3 years. 1960, John Kennedy announced he was going to run for president January 2nd of 1960. And he was elected November 8th of 1960. Remember that? And, hey, 8-9 months? I can make a decision in 8-9 months. Don't pontificate for 3 years trying to make me make up my mind. It's gotten nuts.
You're talking about the length of the campaign, right? That now it's gone
it's
from
crazy.
8 months
it's
to, like, 3 years or whatever?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I've already made up my mind. They all suck.
Yeah. One more comment on your conversations, if I may.
Sure.
You're talking, you know, people call in, and I listen to talk show a lot. Republicans good, Democrats bad, Democrats, you know, whatever. You know, 1980, I remember, the national debt hit $1 trillion. And I thought my hair was going to start on fire.
Now what is it? Now
what
trillion
is it today?
Is it?
Oh, it's way higher than that.
22 trillion, whatever.
Whew.
Yeah.
What I'm getting at is people, politicians, they don't want to make the tough decisions. So what happens is they avoid the tough decisions, and now we're...
Kick the can down the road.
$1 trillion
John,
later.
Thank you for the call, John. I apologize. Free Talk Live. More coming up.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Federal agents who patrol the U.S. border will deploy to sanctuary cities across the country where local jurisdictions are hindering immigration enforcement. The deployment of Customs and Border Patrol agents, some with tactical training, to the interior of the country represents another escalation in the confrontation between the Trump administration and the local jurisdictions that have set up roadblocks to immigration enforcement. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Matthew Albians said additional forces are needed because people without legal authorization to be in the country are being released from local jails into sanctuary cities before his agents can take them into custody. The acting director did not disclose when or where the agents would be deployed, but an official disclosed details not provided in the statement, saying the major sanctuary cities such as San Francisco, New York, Atlanta, Boston, and Detroit will be involved. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Well, yes, it is. Free Talk Live. Coming to you live from not England. I just figured I might do some sort of strange, somewhere between British and Australian accent. In fact, I can teach everybody how to speak Australian in two words. Two words. So, normal Americans, you say, first of all, the two words that you need to know are spice and rice.
Spice.
And rice, right? So now,
spice.
If right, so you just said space race in Australian. Spice rice.
Spice rice.
Yes, there's a spice rice going on. Spice rice. Anyway, it's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. Your calls, your thoughts coming up. But first, I wanted to tell you about ForkFest 2020. Is this the fourth Fork
It is. Fest? It will be the fourth.
The fourth ForkFest of and in 2020. All right. Well, so it's the fourth 2020. Oh, weird. There's some numerology thing going on in there I can't quite wrap my brain around. Anyway, join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 29th until July 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. You just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 29th until July 5th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party. And
you came in the ForkFest chat room recently.
I did. I think I even said this. How am I not in here already? And,
well, you hadn't been to ForkFest yet, so well,
that's true. But, I mean, you would think that, you know, the largest party, you know, featuring freedom lovers, that I'm a party guy. I was a rock and roll guy for 20-some years, you know?
I wouldn't say it's the largest party. I would say Anarchapulco, which is going on as we speak, is probably the largest party.
It's here in New Hampshire. It's
the largest domestic
hours away,
one. Yeah, sure.
You know? So, like, you would think that I would be on top of that because, well.
Right.
But then again, I'm getting old, so, you know, whatever. It's fine.
Better late than never.
Better late.
It's not too late. The fourth year is going to be a great year to check out ForkFest if it's your first time. So, come on up.
With you tonight in the studio, it's myself, Captain Kickass.
And I'm Ian.
And we're going to go right back to your calls and your thoughts.
Yeah.
I would like to speak to Ed in Erie, Pennsylvania. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Were you being genuine or disingenuous when you said New Hampshire's finest?
What are you referring to?
Well, the comment one of the gentlemen made about the New Hampshire police, if you always obey the speed limit?
I do always obey the speed limit.
That's a joke.
Good. Earlier.
Nobody obeys the speed limit.
The speed limit is just a suggestion, man. Come on.
Okay. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
Question. Earlier, you made some disparaging remarks in reference to police officers.
Such as?
You kind of like group them all, the majority of the police officers to be, abusers, domestic abusers. And
I don't know if it was, I don't know if I said it was the majority, but it's not uncommon for that to be the case.
I wouldn't disagree with you. But,
yep.
Would you label all the black and police officers of color, would you label them all racist?
Nope. I would have no reason to do that.
Good, because I've worked with a lot of police officers and known a lot of police officers of color, and I find them to be very upstanding, hardworking individuals that do a great job.
A great job of?
Being a police officer, keeping the peace, you know, protecting all the...
How exactly does a police officer keep the peace?
Well, basically what they do is they respond to requests from the public for assistance. If your wife, for instance, would call us and say that you're being abusive, we would come into the household, make a brief investigation, try to remove you or separate you and your wife and place her into a safe situation where she could make the necessary arrangements to address your aggression towards her. Is that keeping the peace?
I think that the police were previously known as peace officers. That's actually what they used to be called. But now they're called law enforcement officers. And I think that there are some examples where they do keep the peace. I think you're right about that. But I think that also part of their job is to enforce mindless laws against peaceful people who are totally peaceful, and they're not harming anybody else. Of course, you know, drug laws would be a good example of that. You know, there's plenty of examples of peaceful people, whether they be, you know, speeding over the speed limit or possession of, a chemical, perhaps underage possession of alcohol, some of these things where no one is being harmed, but yet the police spend an inordinate amount of time on enforcing these things, and it ruins their viewpoints, you know, especially of young people, you know, how they see them in the community, and the cops just keep doing it. They keep hurting peaceful people, and it's really frustrating to a lot of folks.
Well, let me give you a little anecdotal information. One example, when I was a young officer, I arrested this gentleman for driving while intoxicated, and I met him at one of the hearings after he's been adjudicated. He went to ARD, which is... rehabilitation rather than incarceration.
Right. And just a point of clarification for our listeners, you said you arrested, so are you a police officer now?
I'm a retired police officer.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Okay, and I arrested him, and, you know, when you're new, you're not quite sure how the family's going to react to you after you arrest Daddy. As I was leaving the courthouse, the wife of the gentleman I arrested came up to me, and she said, I want to thank you. And I wasn't quite sure, you know, why she wanted to thank me, but she said, after I arrested her husband and he sought help for his alcohol addiction, the family started receiving the paycheck, because every Friday when he received his paycheck, he would go to the bar and she wouldn't see him until Monday or Tuesday. He'd miss work, and he was getting to the point where he was getting ready to lose his job, and she thanked me for saving her and her family.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that sometimes as a police officer you can have a positive effect on people's lives. I don't doubt that at all, and I know that there are some cops who've done good things and that some people have appreciated the work that they do, and there have been times where I have praised the police for actually going after real criminals who have done real harm to other human beings. I think that's, in those cases, even though I may not agree with having a one-size-fits-all monopoly government in general, as long as we have it, I'd rather see them going after real criminals who've actually created a victim. But when the police are going after people who have not created a victim, then I got a real problem with that.
Well, in reference to your attitude, in reference to chemicals, for instance, most police officers, at least in the locality that I served in, your minor pot possessions, but they're not arrested for that.
Well, that's awfully nice.
We bring somebody into a booking counter and we arrest them. I would say the majority, if not 60-70% of the individuals, will have medication that's not prescribed to them. They'll have a couple of joints or a couple of baggies, and most of that stuff goes right into the trash.
And they shouldn't have been arrested. They shouldn't have been brought into booking. They should have been left alone because they weren't harming anybody else.
Well, you don't understand the reason they've been arrested for. They'll be into a bar where they're assaulting people.
Oh, well, if they're assaulting people, then you have a reason to get involved in that particular case. But
you should return their property to them when you let them go.
Yeah. By the way, that's nobody joining us here in the remaining segment. Our co-host. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Definitely appreciate it.
More coming up, 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on the police arresting people for nonviolent things. If there's no harm to property or person, why should a person be arrested? More coming up, freetalklive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live. The live Saturday night edition. It's the day after Valentine's Day. Hopefully you had a good one. And if you didn't, well, sorry to hear that. We've been talking about all sorts of things, and I kind of wish I'd have held that last caller over. I wanted to ask him about...
The former cop?
Yeah, the former cop. I wanted to ask him his thoughts, because he seemed rather, you know, well-spoken. At
yeah,
least.
And I don't know. I mean, he was saying that his experience at his department was that people were frequently, you know, treated okay when it comes to simple minor drug possession like cannabis. But that is not true in a lot of places.
I know plenty of people that it wasn't true for. But I wanted to ask him about the conflict of interest that exists in the legal system, specifically when you are being prosecuted for something and, you know, you go to court, that the judge, the prosecutor, and the police all derive their paycheck from the same source. That's
and
all.
I didn't get a chance to ask him, what if you catch somebody with heroin? You know, because a lot of times cops will play off, like, oh, yeah, I don't care about marijuana. Well, yeah, you care about, you know, LSD, you care about heroin, you care about all these other things, and you'll put somebody in prison for decades over that stuff.
So, Ed, if you're listening, feel free to call back into the show. We're
not tonight.
7 nights a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, not tonight, obviously. But let's go to more of your calls and your thoughts.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from them again.
I'd like to go to Crystal in Mobile, Alabama. Crystal, you are on Free Talk Live.
Come on, thank you. I just found Joe tonight. So
hi there.
Glad
welcome.
To be a first-time caller. The little girl that was arrested, or the cops were called on for shooting a gun, that's crazy.
Not a gun, a finger gun. She had a finger gun.
I mean, I know. Well, that's what I meant. I'm sorry. I'm driving and talking.
Sure.
So.
Oh, please be careful. Okay.
We can do that in Alabama.
All right.
As far as passing gas and the law being called, if the principal passes gas, is the law going to be called on him?
Doubt it. I doubt it.
And did you hear about the little girl in Florida that was Baker acting?
No, what now?
Because she had a little tantrum in class, they called the cops and put her in for mental evaluation.
Wow. Terrifying. We were talking about that earlier in the show tonight. The Baker Act is the Involuntary Commitment Act in Florida. So
right.
To put somebody in the crazy ward.
To a small child.
Wow. Talk about terrifying. Can you imagine that happening to you if you were in school? You know, you're just going to school like normal. You have some sort of issue in class, and then you get locked in a cell for, you know, in a crazy ward for 72 hours.
Body cam footage that showed the cops saying, that, what's wrong with this child? She's perfect. She's being naive. Why are we here?
So even though the cops' assessment was that she was okay, they took her in anyway?
They had to take her in anyway and did
Jeez.
Not call her parents.
Go to do her job.
She left school property.
Wow. Hey, this reminds me, by the way, we were talking earlier about these issues like zero tolerance at these government schools, and we didn't really give a solution. The solution is to make sure your kids don't go to these schools.
Yeah.
That's the number one way to prevent this stuff from happening to your kids.
Bomb school.
Don't, yeah. Either I'm not a huge fan of private schools, but they're less likely to do that to somebody at a private school because they're your client or you're their client or whatever. You're paying them. But, you know, if you can do homeschooling and unschooling, those are incredibly successful ways for kids to learn things. And they won't have to deal with the stupid bureaucratic stuff that could end up with your kid in a crazy ward or worse, in a jail cell. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Really appreciate
it. You're welcome.
Hearing from you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks, Crystal.
Where was she? Mobile? Was she in Mobile?
Mobile, Alabama.
WAVH-FM. Where we're, I think, delayed by 2 hours, which is why she was commenting on the first hour.
Very nice.
But that's okay.
Nice. Yeah. You know, and thanks for listening. Let's just go straight into more of your calls and your thoughts. Let's go to Moses in Columbia, South Carolina. Moses, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, my friend. I'm telling you, no offense, anything you guys did me wrong. I was on this phone for 1 hour, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to understand that you have a delay in the telephone communication and the radio mm-hmm. communication.
That's right.
In other words, yeah, and you see, you didn't even give me a chance. I had already turned my radio down. Okay.
Okay. Well, we're past it. It's okay, man. Learning experience. What were you calling about?
Oh, so many things. You know what I experienced? See, what I'm listening to is right now is national. And what there's a local radio show that I have been listening to here on in Columbia, South Carolina, WPXL, 100.7, right?
Yep.
But
great
see
station.
What's happening here is I'm listening to the night really has been an experience that's for how people's opinions are about certain things, right? And my original call was to follow through because when I first turned the radio on, I was listening to I guess the Black Man. And you guys were going back and forth about, you know, his opinion about racism or whatever the case might have been in the president, right?
Mm-hmm.
But throughout these calls, I was listening to other people. And, man, you know, the people of mine, I mean, I'm just amazed to listen to some of the things. You had one guy didn't want to admit to the fact that he was a cop, right? But it was almost clear that he was,
mm-hmm.
all right? He just didn't want to admit to it. But anyway, the cop that you just had on, and just listening to their opinions about things and how the mind process about things, how they look at people, and just the system itself, and just going back, I guess one of the things was making America great again. And you asked somebody, you said, well, what would it take to make America great again? That was the 71-year-old man. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He couldn't even answer you. You know why? Because he's a Caucasian Anglo-Saxon man, and he's probably one of these type guys that's so comfortable with living with just the status quo, and just so long as everything is right on his side of the track, well, he's fine. There's no other problem. But see, that's what the problem is. He couldn't even tell you what would make America great again.
Yep. He couldn't. I don't know if it had anything to do with whether he was Anglo-Saxon, however. I think it had more to do with the fact that he's a partisan. Just like Jerome earlier, who was all in favor or all against Trump, couldn't answer my question. The guy, the 71-year-old guy, couldn't answer my question, and he was in favor of Trump. It's the same sort of partisan infection where basically they've decided they're on Team A or Team B, and everybody on the other team is bad, and everybody on their team is good.
It comes down to racism. You know why I say
it doesn't.
It comes down to racism. Moses, are you familiar? Moses, hang on. Are you familiar with a term called cognitive dissonance?
Not really. That's my first time ever even hearing that.
How about Stockholm
syndrome? Well, explain it. Explain what cognitive dissonance is.
Well, cognitive dissonance is when you suffer from a belief that isn't true. And when somebody points out that it's not true, you cling to that belief even more strongly than you did before.
Okay, and I could accept that. Well, let me share this with you. I've been around all kinds of people. When I was 20 years old, I joined the military. I was in the military for 6 years. I had a real good job. I had a lot of experiences, bad and good, okay? Prior to even joining the military, okay, like I said, I was caught in the era where things had started where the needle was starting to peg towards making things right, okay? And things were looking good at a certain particular time, but then things started to change again, all right? So I'm telling you, I was in the era. I've been in the curfew as to where they closed down my street, the main street, for the KKK to do a march. Okay, that's where I was. So I'm just saying, the kind of things that I've experienced of listening to people and all this crazy stuff, and then right now the way politics is, the whole thing is a big time game. It's for the haves and the have-nots. It is,
well, that much is true. I will give you that. Yeah, it is absolutely a game, and they are playing us, and they are screwing us, and they don't care what your color is. They're going to screw you, and they're going to screw you hard.
Here's where they use the people that do care about the color. They use them because they pray over them because they already know how they feel about certain things. So they go and
they'll take advantage of people. They'll definitely, pander to people based on
exploiting
on their race.
The weakness of whomever they encounter.
But it's all about getting power. Hey, thanks for the call, man. Definitely appreciate it.
Let's go right to more of your calls. Let's go with Dean calling from Olympia, Washington. Dean, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you were talking about not arresting people for victimless crimes.
Yeah.
And, on the flip side of that, I would like to know your, first of all, what would you consider a victimless crime?
Any crime with no victim, sir.
Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory. Basically, no harm to any person or property.
There's no complaining party.
Right, so like an example, that everybody can understand, jaywalking. Who does jaywalking hurt? Does it hurt any person or property?
Right,
no,
but you were talking about drugs specifically.
Drugs is another example.
If I want to take drugs, I'm not hurting anybody. I'm not causing harm to anybody else's property.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So if you OD on that drug, whose responsibility is it to bring you back?
Bring you back. Well, if you OD,
no one's responsibility.
Yeah, it's no one's responsibility.
Okay,
someone
so
might.
You would be in favor instead of.
I wish we had more time for you, brother. We're almost out of time. Call us tomorrow, okay? Start at 7 p.m. Eastern and call us then. We'll talk about it then.
And to the callers that we left on hold, we apologize that we didn't have enough time to get to you, but thank you for a great show. Catch us 7 nights a week and hear the.
Do you ever feel like you're in jail, a virtual jail, because of your job or maybe your current relationship where you're not allowed to do what you really want to do? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112.
800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.